Kevin Sheridan has been feeling the pinch. He and his brother Seamus own Sheridan's Cheesemongers. There are four stores in all. Mr. Sheridan spoke with us from his company's headquarters in Carna Ross, which is north of Dublin.
In 1995, which was really the start of the so-called Celtic Tiger, is when we started up. There was a very positive feeling in Ireland. The economy was starting to do a bit better. We were starting to be a little bit more proud of our culture as well, even in terms of our food culture.
And the people of Ireland at that point, as you say, is the start of the Celtic Tiger, the boom economy. People had the money to buy, and presumably you had the money to invest.
Definitely there was more money in the economy, which meant people were traveling a little bit more, seeing how people ate, you know, nicer food. So when they came back, they wanted that here as well.
And so then, though, when the hard times have hit Ireland, the hotels that you supply are doing pretty poorly, which has hit your company as well.
Sure. That's the area where we've been hit hardest, is the higher-end restaurants, as people decide maybe not to go out. And so those restaurants have gone out of business, which has led to problems. We've been left with companies going bust now in this money.
So how have you held on during this time then?
We cut everywhere. We looked at every single area, whether it be transport, staffing levels in our shops, every single area of our business we needed to look at.
Was there one key cut?
I think an attitude change was the most important thing. When you're in an economy and in a culture where everybody is expecting growth and growth and growth, you're looking at a cost base on projected sales. And so one of the root of the problems with the Irish economy was that we were all the time looking at what we were going to bring in next year.
And next year might not be the boom times. But, you know, if you guys were able to survive and thrive initially based on pride in Irish culture, is it a blow to that pride now to have to be bailed out?
Yeah, I mean, there is a small amount of that, but ironically enough, there is also an increase in that pride, you know, a feeling of we need to look after each other, we need to look at our own food, our own resources, and focus on all the good things that we've got and use those to build again.
That's Kevin Sheridan, who co-owns Sheridan's Cheesemongers in County Meath in Ireland. Rita Richardson lives in Galway. That's in the west of Ireland. She's retired now. She used to work as an executive assistant at the National University of Ireland in Galway. Today she told us that the bailout package is going to be a good thing for the Irish.
I think it's what we need. We need something to get us off the spiral we're in now. They have been taxing the workers to the hilt for the last 2 years to make money available for the banks, and yet nothing seems to have happened, apart from the fact that the debt seems to get bigger and bigger. At least with the IMF, there will be some control, it'll be monitored properly, and we will be made to fall in line.
This is the IMF, the International Monetary Fund.
Indeed.
And you yourself, do you expect to feel the fallout from the bailout?
Oh, indeed. But we were going to feel that anyway. From the budget that was planned by the government, which is a four-year budget, we were all going to feel. They were talking about hitting the pensioners, hitting social welfare, introducing a property tax, and lots of other things besides.
In your daily life, do you see the effects of the downturn among people in your life?
Oh, very much so. I mean, most of my colleagues that I worked with in the university over the last 2 years have taken a downturn, a major cut in salary due to the levies and other taxes that have been imposed on them. Businesses are closing, people are losing their jobs, people are in trouble with their mortgages. It's widespread throughout Ireland and in Galway as well. You would see shops closed in the main part of the city for lease or for rent on them, nobody taking them up. Next door to me here is a house that was bought during the boom times and is now lying idle and positively derelict because he will not get the money he's looking for to cover what he paid for it. And that, I think, is a small snapshot of what's happening throughout the country.
That's retiree Rita Richardson. She spoke with us from her home in Galway, Ireland.